This podcast contains adult language.
DigitalDarren.com. Today is September 15th, 2015. First NFL picks and kicks of the season. The first picks and kicks of the season. Starting off with Double R and Calhoun, all-star lineup. Before we get started, I got to say a couple of things, a couple of announcements. First, happy birthday, shout out to Lynn himself, the first annual picks and kicks champ, the first Digital Darren picks and kicks champ. But we have a new podcast, Digital Darren Picks and Kicks Champ, and he on the line now. We got Calhoun, the new Picks and Kicks Champ. He'll be getting his belt soon.
The Dunn. That's who it is. Call me the Dunn.
All right. Secondly, we got Double R. I wanted to say salute to Double R for throwing the best tailgate in the city. Double R and RTR Entertainment. The projection screens, the music, the beautiful ladies. They did a good job. So salute on that.
Man, I just want to salute Digital Darren for coming out doing a live podcast at the tailgate. We're the only, Digital Darren, the only station, urban station, that have a live podcast. So he came to interact with all the Falcons and Eagle fans, and he made the tailgate a success what it was. Shouts out to you, Digital Darren.
All right, so like I said, it's NFL Week 2 Picks and Kicks. Just a little house cleaning for people who don't know what picks and kicks are. Picks and kicks are... Every week we pick games, of course, that's the picks part of it, but we kick it about something, whatever, some trends in the NFL or whatever happened the previous week. So normally on the first week, one pick and kick, we kick it about what we just saw the previous week. Week one and two, we kick it about what we saw the previous week, and we just get everybody's thoughts or whatever. So let's go on and get started like that. Throw out something that was interesting to you guys last week.
What did I say? Before we do that, too, I want to give Lennon, old Ghost, a little love, too, man. I would be, can't make the podcast because he's too busy getting slizzled and getting a little head. Let's go on and put that out there for him. Well wishes to him.
Oh, yeah, he having a birthday turn-up. Yeah. Might be at the Gold Rush right now with a butterfly in his face.
Again, happy birthday to Lennon himself. So... Let's go on to spin it to football. What did you guys see last week that was interesting to you guys?
I'm going to start it off. I watched that Denver and Baltimore game. I don't know if Peyton Manning lost a step or Baltimore defense that good because while they were hitting Peyton Manning, they were picking him off. He didn't look like the usual Peyton Manning. But on the other note, too, with Joe Flacco, he didn't do too much either. He getting sacked. Getting picked off and he couldn't come in. He couldn't put up the points when it counted.
Calhoun?
I like it was Mariota, right? Mariota went in the Tampa Bay. Well, he stole more of the crab legs down there. He goddamn stole a big fan base because he wore Tampa Bay out. Jameis Winston, boy, he looked, you know, it just goes to show you about karma because he was the one getting raped the other day, so. You know, he put up big numbers. That was a heck of a game. He breezed in. And if this is any kind of indication of how he's going to look during the year, for the league need to watch out. I don't think so. I think it's just week one. But he really did his thing. And Tom Brady and Gronk was fantasy gods. And so was Julio Jones. And it's so messed up because I got a friend. She had both of them on her fantasy team. Meanwhile, I was stuck with Dez Bryant. With his bitch ass. So I think those were, that Rams and Seattle game was amazing. We watched that one together, Digital D. That was a good one.
We did. Way too early. Bold prediction. Seattle may not make the playoffs.
Oh, no. I don't subscribe to that issue. That sounds like a magazine that was tainted. I don't believe in that. That's bad editorial right now. You might be on to something. But I don't know, because the Cardinals did look good.
Cardinals looked good last year. Just across the pond and they stay healthy.
If he stay healthy, boy, somebody gonna be in some trouble because they put a whooping on the old Saints.
So let me ask you this. I know it's way too early to even talk about this. Could the NFC West send three teams?
Yeah, I think they could.
Yeah, I think they could send three. I think because it's going to be for sure we're only sending one out of our division. I definitely think they could send three. That, the more you look at that NFC East, the other teams looking a little weak, I think the Cowboys got the stuff. And going about them, that Giants-Cowboy game, I'm not going to lie, it was a little boring up until the last part, but I got to give Tony Romo his props. And I hate Tony Romo. And let's not just overshadow one of the best games this weekend, which was the Falcons and the Eagles.
True. Yeah, we didn't give it.
That was an exciting game.
Yeah, we didn't give the home team enough love. So before we switch to the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award, because I think we'll talk about it more in the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award, quick thoughts on the Falcons game, Double R.
Falcons game, it was exciting. You see Dan Quinn, his style of defense, the way them guys look much better than they did a year ago. See them flying around. The offense is going to be what it's going to be. We already know what you expect with Julio and Roddy and Matt Ryan.
Let me ask you this. What was your biggest takeaway from the game? What was your biggest concern coming from that game?
My biggest coming from it?
Yeah, after you left the tailgate, seeing the game, what was your biggest concern for the Falcons moving forward?
Matt Ryan, you can't turn the ball over like that. It damn near cost us the game. You can't. You're at the stage at what you are now in your career, you can't throw those two turnovers, two picks like that. If you're an elite quarterback, you can't turn the ball over like that.
Well, the first pick was an all-world play, but the play that kind of hurt me was that the Falcons got the interception in the very next play he fumbled. And, like, it wasn't like a backside where you don't see the coming. The way he was positioned in the pocket, the guy was in his field of vision. He may have looked through him, but you don't turn the ball over as soon as you get a turnover. That's kind of, to Calhoun's point, that little league, college, high school, that's something that happened at lower levels. It shouldn't happen in a high level like the NFL. And it should damn sure shouldn't happen to a quarterback like Matt Ryan.
As much as I'm a Matt Ryan fan, my takeaway was, and again, it's week one, also, it's a mixture line, but I was very impressed by the line. I mean, they slapping that line. They're still slapping that line together, which speaks in volume to Thomas DeMuto in the shitty job that he's doing. Because they revamped their whole line, and it's still doing it today. Side note, why they waited to the end of training camp to get this shit together? It was a week going into the first game, and they just not got two or three of their line. So I don't know why they didn't do that before. Probably because Dan Quinn seen what Thomas DeMuto had and said, this ain't going to work. I was thoroughly impressed by that defense, man. That defense from last year to this year is amazing. And then, good God Almighty, Julio Jones. Lord, have mercy. That, you know what? That's just years of slave masters inbreeding the perfect buck. Perfect. Great. With somebody's great-great-grandma who had and ass like Serena and ran like Flojo. You don't get them kind of genes just bullshit and just mean somebody who you think look good. You get them kind of genes off of mating properly. And they look like they can do something. Matt Ryan can do his fucking job, bro.
I got to give a shout out to one person. I dogged him on one podcast. I had to come back and say, you did all right last night, Mr. James Stones. Because usually you get beat up. Last night, he had a pretty good game. He protected Matt Ryan.
All right, that's a perfect segue to the Lewinsky and the You Suck Award. The Lewinsky's Award is our weekly award for who did a good job in both college and pro picks and kicks. The You Suck Award is the award for people who, on the opposite side, did a shitty job. So we're going to start off this week with the Lewinsky Award. So,
Lewinsky Award to my guy, Rex Ryan. You pulled away to beat those Colts. You got your defense looking pretty good up there, playing above your head. So I'm going to give you your Lewinsky Award this week.
Darren, I don't know how the Lewinsky Award gets outside of Atlanta. You got to give it to the Falcons. For all the reasons you guys said, the defense looks better. I think anybody could have made the defense better. I think it just was time for a new voice. offense has some kinks to work out, but normally at this point in the season, the beginning, the defenses are ahead of the offenses. So there's some things that we need to work out, but we should be straight. We got a franchise quarterback in Matt Ryan, a franchise wide receiver in Julio Jones. If Ryder can give us anything and if we can get something from what concerns me the most, the running game, we'll be all right. But for this week and this week only, Falcons deserve Lewinsky because Lord knows in the previous years they would have found a way to blow that game.
Can I add on a couple of points to what you just said? One of them is Roddy did show up. Roddy had a good game yesterday. Like, he didn't get the touchdown. Roddy balled out. And he looked like the old Roddy. Second thing of that defense, it's been some changes. We didn't have Claiborne, and they got that boy from the practice squad for that safety. We got a couple of that rookie that was in the middle, Rasheed Hageman, looked good. That boy Justin Rank was out there hitting. That is a totally revamped defense, and that scheme is totally different. So we ain't got all that dumb shit that Nolan was doing. You just seen the basic locate the ball and hit the motherfucker. And that's what they did. And that's why they look different. They were flying around. So I got to commend you on that, but they look a little different than usual.
Who your Lewinsky is, Calhoun?
I got three. And I hate all three of them. But I got to give props where it's due. I got to go to them cheating, no good sons of bitches who paid Roger, that cracker Roger Goodell off, Tom Brady and Gronk. Them motherfuckers look unstoppable Thursday. I mean, it looked like they were boys playing with, it looked like they were men playing with boys. And I got to give it to that cheat suit bitch, Tony Homo. Tony Homo in the past do not win that game. They do not go down. He's not that resilient to win that game. He pulled off a win when they should have lost that game. So I got to give him some props.
I think that leads into my You Suck Award. And so again, for people who knew, You Suck Award is exactly what it says, who suck this week. I'm on the other side of the coin. Everybody on the podcast know that I'm a Tony Romo fan. Tony Romo, Tim Tebow, those my guys. But I don't look at it as Tony Romo being resilient. I look at Eli Manning fucking up. For you to tell the running back not to score once but twice, sometimes you overthink stuff and make it more complicated than it needs to be. The point of the game is to outscore your opponent. This isn't golf where the lowest score wins. The highest score wins, you have to outscore your opponent, and you always take chances to score when you can, especially when they're gimmies, especially in those situations, because it would have been a two-score game if they scored the touchdown. For this week, Eli Manning gets my You Suck Award. Double up.
My use of going to your boy Jay Cutler against Green Bay. What you 1-9, 1-8 against Aaron Rodgers and Green Bay?
And he did in true Jay Cutler fashion. Me and Calhoun were looking at the game. He threw the back-breaking interception right on time, didn't he, Calhoun?
Old Jay Cutler.
How you play a team two times the bins, you only beat the ones.
I got three. I got a quarterback gauntlet. Starts with Andrew Luck. It ends with Jameis Winston. In the middle is Joe Flacco. All of them pure shit, son. Straight trash, homie.
Which one was the worst out of all of them?
Fantasy wise, Joe Flacco gave you minus 6 or 0 points in some league.
No, not the fantasy, the eye test.
Eye test? Boy, it was close. Andrew Luck wasn't as bad as the other two. Joe Flacco looked like trash, but Jameis Winston looked like trash. That first pick was a for sure. It was right in the corner. The guy was, he threw it right to the defender. He looked like trash.
Jameis Winston probably get a little pass because the first game he a rookie. But Luck didn't look too good.
And worse than him, though, with Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco looked like trash.
I want to hit on, we're going to save Flacco. We're going to save Flacco for another podcast. I want to hit on the Jameis versus Mariota thing. Do you think that's the worst way to start a game for two rookie, start a career for two rookie quarterbacks? Not how they actually play, but playing your counterpart. So if I'm the number one pick and I play Calhoun, who the number two pick, do you think that's the one of the most pressurized ways to start a career because you will always be compared to each other. Double R.
It ain't too bad, really. Jameis Winston, he the loser in it because you done lost to him. You 0-2 against Mariota. You can't beat him, so for you, it's not good for you against Mariota.
What about from Mariota's standpoint, Calhoun?
I own you. I think that's perfect. I would want my chomp at a bit, especially if I was the number two pick. I want to go out and show that I'm better than this guy. And y'all picked the wrong one. So, no, I want it, and I want it week one. I want it as soon as possible.
All right, so let's get to the games then. Week two picks and kicks starting off with Denver at Kansas City. The line is Kansas City by 3.
Wow, they Chiefs over Denver. That's interesting.
They got Kansas City by 3?
Yeah, but Kansas City at home. So 3 meaning they all get a home team 3 points if they feel they even.
Man, I got to take the Chiefs. I got to take Denver.
I'm taking the Chiefs. It's early. They're looking like they're ready. Denver, like they're ironing out the Kings. And their line, quiet as kept, their line is the problem. They're not going to be able to keep Peyton Manning upright. They're going to have a long year.
So who you got, Calhoun?
I got the Chiefs.
So, Calhoun, you got Kansas City. I think part of me is saying Kansas City. Part of me is saying Denver. I'm going to just go with Denver because of tradition. 1 o'clock games. We're going to start off September 20th. First 1 o'clock game, our Atlanta Falcons at the New York Giants. The line is New York by 1.
You know, I'm rolling with the Falcons.
Calhoun?
Giants.
Darren, I got the Giants for no other reason. The Falcons never play good up, though.
You mind if I elaborate a little bit more on that? For 1, we're taking the dome team outside, even though it's not going to be bad weather. 2-1, what you said, this or that. If you look at our all-time record against the Giants, we do not play good with them.
That's true, but I just like it because it is September, and I don't think the weather going to affect us.
The next game is Houston at Carolina. The line is Carolina. The line is Carolina by 3.
I'm going to take the Texans because I think their defense is going to hit rough Cam up, and I don't see them having too many weapons. Like, y'all beat Jacksonville last week, but Jacksonville ain't pretty good, so I like the Texans just off their defense.
There, I like Cam at home.
Calhoun, I like Cam at home. They got Brian Hoyer, who sat down with Ryan Mallett came into the game now. The wide receiver went off, and they still got, you know, that madman, J.J. Watt, but I don't believe in them.
Who started this week for the Texans?
Exactly. Who knows? It's Tuesday.
If you're the coach, who would you start?
Flip a coin, don't matter. Who started? J.J. Watt and Clowney. That's all you need to defense.
All right. This game is San Francisco at Pittsburgh. Line is Pittsburgh by 5.5.
I like Pittsburgh to win this game. Y'all lost to the Patriots coming off a loss. I don't believe in San Francisco, so I like Pittsburgh.
They're in Pittsburgh. If the Steelers are any type of serious, they win this game and win it convincingly.
All that popping they were doing in week one, that was just because it's week one. San Francisco team is depleting as soon as show. Now, I don't know if it'll show this game, but it's going to show by midseason. Mike Tomlin not winning back-to-back, I don't think. Give me Pittsburgh.
Tampa Bay and New Orleans, a division game against our hated rival. And
I like the Saints in this game. Drew Brees going against a rookie quarterback, Jameis Winston. Jameis Winston didn't look too good last week. Like Calhoun said, like he got raped. So I like them Saints.
I got the Saints winning, but Jameis can't be that bad. They don't. New Orleans don't cover no 11.5-point line.
And there you go. You didn't ask us, do we think the line covers or not? Give me the Saints and give me the 11.
We ain't going to do that this early because smart money shouldn't be played right now. It should at least wait till like week 3 or whatever when you really know what's going on.
Okay, I can do that. Give me the 11 anyway. and give me the Saints, baby. Terry Winston take another amount of Saunders. Gonna make him better for his career, but he gonna take his ass whooping Sunday.
Next game, Detroit and Minnesota.
I like Detroit coming off a loss to San Diego, a game that they should have won. They had the lead, and he let them come back. So you're playing against the Vikings. I don't think AP, he didn't look like he's on track right now, so I like the Lions.
Darren, give me the Vikings. I think this is the week AP gets on track. I think Matthew Stafford blows the game and AP gets on track.
Darren, what was the line?
The line is Minnesota by 2.5.
Give me the Lions. They need to iron it out. For one thing, you don't have AP and run just 10 times. He didn't even have a rhythm come out last night because I don't know who idea it was to have Teddy Bridgewater throw more than have AP running. That's stupid. So until they iron some of that stuff out, and their defense is suspect, I think Matt Stafford going down, he'll hang a little dick off him. Give me the Detroit Lions.
Arizona and Chicago is the next game. The line, they got both of the teams even.
Of course they do.
I start off Darren. Give me Cardinals. Jay Cutler's involved in this game. There's no way in hell I bet on Chicago.
I'm with you. Jay Cutler, he's going to turn the ball over a couple times, so I like the Cardinals. Carson Palmer, he don't turn the ball over, y'all win. I think y'all offense a little better than Chicago.
Another clean sweep. Cardinals going to win because of Jay Cutler. You see him at Forte went off. And he could have been part of the Lewinsky Award because he went off. But he still got the wrong cracker handling the ball and Jay Cutler. So give me the other cracker and Carson Palmer and let's ride out. Give me the Cardinals.
All right, the next game, this is actually a really good game. It's a pretender contender game for Buffalo. It's New England Patriots at Buffalo Bills. The line is even. That's high praise for Buffalo.
Who want to start it off?
You go.
I'm going to pick. This is the game with the quarterback, dating the model, and the coach have a model wife. The model wife showed it. I like my guy Ray. Bro, you got the defense playing over their head. And I think you go in and have them playing over their head again for a second straight week and pull up the upset. I like the Bills.
Double, I need to get as far away from you as I can with that pick. But I'm going to pick the Bills, too. I'm just playing around. I'm going to pick the Bills, too. I don't know what shenanigans Rex got going on, but he done fooled me this week. He done finessed me this week. So I got the Bills winning the upset.
You might not know what kind of shenanigans he got going on, but I can tell you what the Patriots got going on. All the kind of shenanigans you want. From a camera to the balls to whatever you want to say, boy. And they are the definition of if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. Give me the Pats.
Next 1 o'clock game, San Diego is Cincinnati. Andy and Marvin Calhoun, they coming for you.
Who cracking this up? You want me to crack it up?
Go ahead. You hate these guys so much. I don't know why you hate Andy and Marvin so much, but they going to be in the playoffs again. And this year, they look like they're going to do a little more damage.
Because they suck, and you sound like a real Atlanta fan just saying they playoffs is doing anything. They're going to make it, and then they're going to do like they usually do, which is what? Losing the first round. But back to this pick. As much as I love that cracker, Phillip Rivers, and I do love Phillip Rivers, are we on the road with Cincinnati and they clicking? Give me Cincinnati Bengals. In spite of Andy Dalton. Because they got my boy Jeremy Hill, who on the fantasy. Their defense is ranked up. And they tight end, Parris Kemp, is making numbers. And they still got A.J. Green, who ain't making the noise that he's going to make. So give me Cincinnati.
Double R.
Cincinnati, they get on their high horse. You pick the winner to be in this since Sub went down. When the pressure come to you, y'all find a way to lose it. I like Cincinnati. I like Chargers. I like my guy Phillip Rivers.
What's your thoughts on Andy and Marvin in general? In our quarterback coach steakhouse comparison around the 40-minute mark, Calhoun went ape shit on Andy and Marvin. What are your thoughts on them?
Man, they play good in the regular season. When a game don't count, you look good, but when that pressure busts the pipe, y'all lose.
If somebody told you right now that the Falcons traded Dan Quinn and Matt Ryan for Andy Dalton and Marvin Lewis, what would your first thought be?
Yeah, I'm crazy.
Thank you. Thank you. Even though he did this Fox 5 spin trying to get you to sign with that dumbass Marvin and Andy Dalton discussion that he so vehemently was behind. And like I told you, Digital Darren, that's full of shit. Shove it up your ass.
So you think that Andy Dalton is better than Matt Ryan?
No, I think Marvin is better than Dan Quinn right now.
I don't know if he's better than neck and neck. Marvin.
After one game, y'all going to go against a guy who take the team to the playoffs every year?
In the words of Dave Stoddard, what the fuck has he ever done? And he don't take them every year, so stop lying about that.
Ever since he had Andy Dalton, they go to the playoffs every year.
So you're going to start to spin your argument. First off, we're not going to spend a whole bunch of Atlanta podcasts talking about these scrubs.
You're right.
Pick your team.
I got the Bengals winning.
Oh, okay then, scrub.
The next game is the Titans at the Browns.
The Brown Bowl, the boo-boo bowl.
I don't think it's going to be so boo-boo. I like the Titans in this game. The way Mariota did Jameis, I think he's going to two man's head the same way.
He ain't lying. That's another one who went down, Joshua Calder. Man, Johnny football is Johnny foosball. The Titans.
Let me ask y'all a question, because that seemed too planned to really work. Do y'all think McCown really got hurt like that, or they just like, fuck, let go with Manziel? I'm sure he was hurt, but do you think it was to that extreme?
No. I think it was like, fuck it, let's go with Johnny Manziel.
That's why he was in there, so the game got out of hand when they got hurt with it.
How many games does it take for Mariota to play good for you to take him serious? If he does the same thing again this week that he did last week, will y'all take him serious?
No, it's just two games.
The Bucs ain't that good, and Cleveland ain't that good, so we're going to see what you do against the real defense.
So let me ask you like this. How many games would it take for Manziel to play good for y'all to think he not shitty?
A season for me.
I don't have to worry about this question because it's not relevant. We don't deal in hypotheticals. Hypothetically, if I was a millionaire, I'd have more bitches. I'm not a millionaire. I don't have more bitches.
Just answer the question.
Manziel not going to play good.
So say he never. Say never then. Goddamn.
Never then.
All right, speaking of shitty, the Redskins play the Rams. The game is in Washington. So the Rams at the Redskins, the line of St. Louis by 3.5.
You crank this up and then give it some of your spice that you like to give him when it comes to this Kirk Cousins.
I ain't gonna say nothing, but this is free money. Vegas must got too much money in the bank. They giving some away because this is free money. Kirk Cousins looks like a girl playing quarterback in the NFL. He threw some of the most wobbliest passes. He threw a pass that a faggot would be throwing to his faggot boyfriend. He looked horrible out there. If the Rams don't win by 10, they really need to look themselves in the mirror and question what type of team they are. Give me the Rams, and give me the Rams again, big, very big. Is that the type of jive you were talking about, Calhoun?
It's kind of jive because you and I was watching that game, and we were both enamored by how they landed this motherfucker in the game as bad as he looked. He's another one they could have went on the Lewinsky Award, and I just forgot about him. They sat Robert Griffin down for some bullshit. And it's just pure Jay Gruden doing some dumb shit. It's just point blank, period. Kirk Cousins looked like trash.
Was he in our quarterback race card podcast? Did he get into did the bouncer let him in the club?
No. He wasn't where he at now, but he damn sure can be. Especially now, he gotta see it. There's no way he look like he should be the starter at all.
So if the bouncers see him standing outside, he gets in that club with Sanchez and the rest of them, huh?
You know it's bad when you get a dedication on another podcast.
Let me ask you guys this. So Kirk Cousins look back. Do you go back to RG3 or you think his pride too big to turn back to RG3?
If I was RG3, I'd tell Jay Gruden to suck my dick. I ain't going back for shit.
Stop right there.
And get fired.
Stop right there. RG3 holds all the cards at this point on. Unless they start winning, RG3 holds all the cards. So he can play however he wants to. But right now, if they keep trying out Kirk Cousins, which means they're going to keep losing, he has all the cards. Sorry to cut you off, Double R. What you going to say?
So you think they go to Colt McCoy and RG3?
No, I think they asked RG3, but I think he has the power to say no.
Well, I'm looking at this game against the Rams. Kirk Cousins got beat up last week against Miami. I'm pretty sure the Rams defense is going to beat him up. Kirk Cousins not going to last. He's not going to be around too long.
Who y'all got? I'm sorry. We talked about Kirk Cousins a little too long. Who y'all got winning the game?
It's a clean sweep. The Rams.
All right, we're starting 4-5 games. The first game is the Dolphins at the Jaguars. The line is Miami by 7.
Your team.
Ryan Tannehill, my fantasy quarterback. But Jacksonville is my team.
Exactly. Who you got?
This is an interesting battle. Do I take one's fantasy, one is real world? Give me the Dolphins. I wasn't that impressed with the Dolphins because they let a shitty Redskins team and a shittier quarterback, Kirk Cousins, hang around a little too long. But Jacksonville let Camden beat the shit out of them. So I go with the lesser of two evils. Give me Miami.
I need you to score me some points on fantasy, man. I'm hurt over here. Yeah, Rashad, you did get somebody digging your ass last weekend at fantasy, didn't beat the shit out of you.
Well, I lost to a girl. I'm really pissed off. I know it bad. It was 4-5 after the 4 o'clock game. I'm down. I mean, I'm up 2 points. And then she still had 3 more playoffs, so I knew it was an ugly day for me.
Yeah, she beat you like 130 something to 70 something. Tell them the score. She beat your ass.
Tell them who you got winning.
Dolphins.
Next game is Baltimore, Oakland. There is no line for this game.
Really?
It should be. The battle of the cities.
You mean the Ravens?
Too. Who is their backup quarterback?
Ponder?
Long live Christian Ponder.
How you keep it just dog his lead?
Double R, you really need to listen to our quarterback race relation podcast. We explained it then, though.
Only thing he did good was marry the girl off ESPN, the reporter. That's the only thing he ever done good.
Calhoun, let's end this with you quoting Paul Mooney so we can go to the next game.
He has the complexion for the protection for the collection.
And that's why Christian Ponder's still in the lead. 425 game, net 425 game, Dallas at Philadelphia.
I like the Eagles. Coming off the loss against us. Cowboys, you won a game that you shouldn't have won without Dez Bryant. And it's in Philly for the home opener. I like the Eagles.
Darren, I got the Cowboys. You don't play with Romo. He going to beat the shit out of Philly.
I don't know, this is a very hard game for me because, honestly, Romo, I don't know.
Give us your thoughts.
Thoughts is Philly's going to be at home. Their offense is dynamic. They're going to have another week in it. And, of course, the first, they battled back against the Falcons and came back. On the flip side of that, the Cowboys didn't look that crisp. And I wouldn't say because they lost Dez to make a point, but he didn't even use Dez that game. Dez went out the second quarter. In the first quarter, he was gone for the most of the quarter. And Tony Romo played a hell of a game. And that running game is going to get better. So it's hard for me to decide. That's my thought process on. I'm really in the middle here. So enough stalling. I just have to go with the home team. Give me Philly.
That was a lot of air blowing just to say the home team.
Goddamn, you gonna shoot me down? I'm on with a Digital Darren podcast. Don't shoot my shit down. No, you said give me the process. That's the process.
All right, the 8:30 game. Double R said it's gonna be a good game. Double R is a very smart man. It's Seattle at Green Bay. We'll start with Double R. Line is Green Bay by 4.
Hold on, the motherfucker asked for the secret ingredients and I gave it to him. That's all. Motherfucker, that's the ingredient.
Seattle at Green. That's going to be a good game. Seattle, you're 0-1. You desperate need a win. Green Bay looked pretty good first game. I like Seattle, but I think he's going to go 0-2. I like Green Bay in this game.
Darren, I agree with Double R. Green Bay wins. That's why I was telling Calhoun Seattle doesn't make the playoffs. Starting off 0-2, I see them having a hard climb back up. I got the Packers winning too. Digital Darren.
Early in the season. Maybe we'll see. I'm going to go agree with you guys, though. Pete Carroll looking over there like he's playing Madden ball, isn't he? Calling all type of nonsense. Don't make any sense some of the shit he's doing. Now he just, fucking, I went to 2 Super Bowls, just trust me. Give me the Packers to go ahead and beat the shit out of him. I tell you one thing, too, for all the fantasy owners, I think Jimmy Graham will be like wet dope. I don't think he's going to be no big-time stat stuffer like he was with the Saints.
I mean, the difference in system and quarterbacks, right? Like, you, man, you looked at part of that through red zone with the St. Louis and Seattle. And we both said the same thing. There's a reason you don't go to Russell Wilson with the game on the line, because he looks like Russell Wilson with the game on the line.
He's going to go win no game.
Exactly. So anybody who's taking Jimmy Graham is looking at – you're looking at the wrong piece of that puzzle. So you need to look at – who's throwing Jimmy Graham the ball, not what Jimmy Graham can do with the ball.
Then on the flip side of that, you can reference our other podcast, $100 Million Problem. That's why you don't give players in his category, him, Alex Smith, Matt Ryan, that's why they don't deserve a $100 million contract.
Don't Tannehill got $100 million?
Yeah.
Throw him in at least too.
Andy Dalton, none of them do.
Stafford, Cutler, all of them.
Tony Romo, that's why.
Yeah. Well, for the Seattle, man, y'all go pay Cam Chancellor, man. Get that man back in. Get him back in camp. Well, get him back in the secondary, because his replacement don't look too good.
But see, that go back to the problem. That go back to the part of the $100 million NFL, $100 million problem podcast. All his money is caught up in Russell Westbrook pockets. Russell Wilson pockets, excuse me.
You're exactly right. Reference our podcast. That's exactly what we're talking about. And we ended it with saying $100 million player, period. But you can't play Cam Chancellor. That's why they're having this discussion. And you need him, especially, and he knows, especially when you have Maxwell playing for Philly.
So the last game is the Jets at the Colts. Line is Indianapolis by 7.5.
Hey, I think they'll bounce back, get back on track, 1-1. You might be missing T.J. Hilton. Without him, y'all still should be the Jets.
Darren, make it short and sweet. Colts, Andrew Luck on track. Hang on.
There's Brian in one league and T.Y. Hilton in the other league. I'm screwed in fantasy football. Give me the Colts. I don't think Andrew Luck going to take too many lumps like that. Give me the Colts.
Well, since you ain't got to worry about fantasy football, that means you can hone your skills for DigitalDarren.com and your analysis for us.
Sound like
my plan. So it's a clean sweep. The Colts win. Real quickly, get out of here on this. I want one game that's the most interesting to both of you guys.
It's probably going to be the home team game. Say, the Giants, we've been playing good up in New York. I think this year we go up there and get a win in the Meadowland. Well, they ain't in the Meadowland no more. Whatever the stadium we call.
Calhoun.
I think that Cowboys-Eagles game going to be a doozy.
For me, I think the game that's most intriguing is Denver and Kansas City. Is this the fall of Peyton Manning?
That's it. All three good games, I think.
Thank you. This has been NFL Week 2 Picks and Kicks, DigitalDarren.com. Catch us on iTunes, Stitcher, DigitalDarren.com. Instagram is DigitalDarren Podcast, Digital DARON Podcast. Twitter is just DigitalDarren, Digital DARON. Our email address is digitaldarren@gmail.com. We're going to be live at a city near you and a stop near you. If you're in Atlanta, you find us. You give us your Falcons record prediction. You get a T-shirt. You pick a game. You get a T-shirt. We out here engaging in the public. Going live. We're going to be on mixlr.com/digitaldarren. So just a million ways to follow us and keep up with us and get at us. Again, if you want to be on the podcast, got any topic ideas, email us at digitaldarron@gmail.com. Thank you for listening. Make sure to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a friend.